And we're back on this Monday morning on KID. A few minutes ago, we interviewed Steve Taggart with some of the unanswered questions from the debate, Cal.
And now we have Mark Fuller. He's chairman of the Bonneville County Republican Party here to talk about the other side of this very important question that will be on the ballot in Bonneville County tomorrow. Good morning, Mr. Fuller.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me, Keller.
Well, thanks for being here.
All right, we're going to start with some of the questions, and I will say there were probably fewer questions for the con side than there were for the pro, because a lot of people just had basic logistical questions about the new community college. But we will ask for those the questions that came in for the con side, and here's the first one. If we have so many other options available to students, why is our go-on rate so much lower than the rest of the state?
Well, that's a great question. The go-on rate is calculated by the state based upon how many students matriculate from high school directly into college. The governor has set a 60% go-on rate goal. The problem is, in eastern Idaho, they fail to recognize in calculating their go-on rate that many of our students make other choices initially out of high school and go on LDS missions. Both young men and young women now go on missions as early as 18 for young men and 19 for young women. Whereas they used to go to a year of college, now they first serve a mission, and therefore they are not counted as having gone on for this program. For example, I have four sons, each of whom served LDS missions. Three of them now have graduate degrees, and my youngest son is just going into dental school next month, or August. According to the governor, none of them went on. None of them matriculated because the state refuses to consider that we have other options here in eastern Idaho, so it makes our go-on rate look bad. It's not a matter of we don't support education. It's a matter of the way they measure it.
Okay, our next question that came from our listeners, why is the opponent panel against local control of education and would rather have Boise making decisions that affect our community?
Well, the way it's set right now, the State Board of Education serves as the Board of Trustees for the state-sponsored schools, and they will for the first year. That's the important thing to recognize is if we pass this taxing district, we're not going to get a local board elected by Bonneville County residents for at least a year. The statute requires that immediately after the passage of the taxing district initiative, the State Board of Education would appoint five trustees, and they will run it for at least a year. We will not be able to vote on them until 2018. The significant factor, Kala, is that by then, that initial appointed board will have set the base tax, which will control for many years to come. So to say that we're against local control is absolutely wrong. What we are against is the state continuing to monitor it and control it as they will for at least the first year.
Another question, who are the major supporters of the con side, and do they live in Bonneville County?
The major supporters of the con side is the Idaho Falls Republican, or the Bonneville County Republican Party. That's who I represent. We have not had the money or the ability to put together a list of the rich and popular to put in the newspaper to identify that these people are supporting us. We rely upon those who can't afford the tax. As I looked at the list yesterday in the newspaper, I couldn't identify a single person on there who I thought would miss an order of fries if they had to pay the state the tax that's going to be imposed by the taxing district. Those aren't the people that we represent. We represent, well, the best example I can think of is my mother, who was recently made a widow, who will pay this tax out of Yukon with her Social Security money. Her name's not in the newspaper, but I can tell you that money's going to hurt. And it's not fair to simply say that because we can't buy an ad with lots of names, that we don't have lots of people out there. I believe there are lots of people opposing this tax initiative who simply are afraid to say that they're opposing it because of the response that will result from those around them if they state that that's their position.
If this passes, what's the limit my taxes can go up the first year? Is it the $13 I'm hearing?
No, absolutely not. That amount cannot be set by those who are now pursuing this taxing initiative. The maximum tax, well, the best example is to look at the other cities, you know, the counties that support similar taxing districts. In Twin Falls, their tax is not $13, it's It's $100 per $100,000 of value. In Kootenai County, NIC's tax, last I've seen a couple of years ago, was $112. So the $13.37 that's been set cannot be controlled by anybody except the state board that's going to be appointed for the first year.
We received a message that was actually a statement, but I'm going to extrapolate a question. What they said was, I am not LDS, nor am I in high school. And I'm assuming they're referring to the Conside argument that BYU-Idaho provides a lot of education through their pathway program and on campus as well. Idaho State University provides some education, even locally as well, at University Place. And I'm sure the concurrent enrollment issue was also feeding part of their statement as well. So what do you say to somebody who is not LDS, not looking for a concurrent enrollment situation in high school, but they have need for local education? Maybe they don't have the means to get to Pocatello to take courses. How would you respond to their concerns if they would like a community college here?
That facility is already available right now. The College of Southern Idaho has a facility located here in Idaho Falls, out near the district health building. In the it's in an old, a former Odyssey charter school. They have approximately 300 students attending there. That program is already available in Idaho Falls. They originally were actually holding classes at ITEC, and in anticipation of this tax initiative coming forward, they determined it was in their best interest to not appear to be so connected to ITEC. So they found this other location and moved over there. That facility should be moved back to ITEC where it was originally located so that it could expand its existing program.
Yeah. Many businesses in Bonneville County support the idea of converting to a community college. How do you respond to that, because so many businesses support it?
That's a great question. What's happening here is the businesses are outsourcing their training program and anticipating a subsidy from Bonneville County taxpayers. Used to be when you wanted a job at a car dealership as a mechanic, you went there, they hired you and trained you for the job. If you wanted to be a nurse, you would go to the hospital, you'd apply, and they'd train you for the job. And they'd be loyal to you because they invested money in that training. These businesses no longer want to provide that training for their people. They only want to hire people that are experienced or people that have degrees so that they don't incur that training cost. In addition, the businesses aren't going to pay this tax. Businesses will pass that tax directly onto their customers. We can anticipate paying more at the restaurants, more at the theater, more at the grocery store, because this tax, regardless of the amount imposed, is going to be transferred directly from the businesses to us. Not surprising. It's going to save the businesses money and not cost them anything. Why would they not want that kind of a program? This kind of social welfare program for the businesses should not be paid for by Bonneville County citizens.
All right. Mark Fuller, chair of the Bonneville County GOP, joining us to ask questions of the con side this morning. Mark, the vote's tomorrow. We wish your side luck and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.